Hi, I'm J.P. Moses with REITips.com, and this is Real Estate Investing Undressed. Today I have someone special to profile for you. His name is Nathan Big, and should I call you Nathan or Big Guy, or what's the best thing to call you there?
Well, a lot of people just call me Big.
Big?
Big.
Some people would take offense to that, but...
Sex in the City guy.
There you go. Well, clearly you can see he's right here with me on the phone.
I didn't know this was Real Estate Undressed. I have my clothes on now.
Oh, that's just not appropriate. It's inappropriate to be clothed.
Okay.
So just I'll say to everyone, when I say I have something big to share with you today, you know I mean it in two ways.
Correct.
Before we go there, though, guys, let's be just honest and open about something for a second. It's no secret by any stretch of the imagination that we are in a new real estate market. Well, we've entered not only challenging economic times, the scope of which is being felt and seen in a number of ways, but we're also in what many refer to as a slow market or a buyer's market, and you know, anybody who has their eyes open can see that. And the thing is, in a seller's market, the biggest complaint is it's too hard to find really good deals. And you know, those who know what they're doing overcome that obstacle, but that you hear that a lot. But in a buyer's market or a down market like we have right now, what you hear is, oh, there's plenty of low-priced deals, but it's just too dang hard to sell. And I have good news. If you find yourself among the latter group of people, if you're honestly not sure how in the world to go about effectively selling your houses quickly in today's new real estate market, and I'll admit I'm often there myself, then the next few short minutes could turn out to be of pivotal importance to you and to the success and profitability of your real estate endeavors. Now, Nathan, or Big, I mean, excuse me, you call yourself, and I'm quoting from one of your websites, a master at marketing and selling houses in a down market. In fact,
yep.
I think your tagline is something like sold in 36 hours or something like that.
Yeah, I'm the exit strategy guy. I'm the guy that that shows you how to get rid of them fast. I'm a master at marketing and selling houses in a down market. And so I've spilling the beans and sharing with everybody how it works. And you know, you hit it perfectly. You hit the nail on the head when you said that the market stinks right now. And the conundrum, the problem is that, yeah, there's deals everywhere, but I'm chicken. I'm scared. I'm afraid that I'm going to get stuck with a monster house that's going to eat me up. What am I going to do with this thing once I have it? And so right now, the exit strategy, how to get rid of them, how to get paid, how to find a buyer is really the key. It's the problem, and it's what's holding most people up right now and holding most people back.
Well, here's what I like to do. I want to go really fast with this, but I also want to try and actually extract some real content from you in a short period of time. But we should probably just set the stage first. I want to disclose to anyone who's listening who may not be all that familiar with REI Tips or maybe is relatively new, I do these little interviews from time to time as a service to the REI Tips community. It's one of the unique side benefits of having run my own local RIA group here for a number of years and then also publishing the blog here at REI Tips. I am fairly well connected, I guess I should say, and I'm not patting myself on the back, but I have the opportunity to connect with some of these guys. And Nathan, you'll soon be releasing an educational product of some sort centered on this concept of sold in 36 hours. And admittedly, I don't know a whole lot about it personally. I think you're sending me a preview copy. I've not yet had the chance to review it personally, at least not at the time that I'm recording this interview with you. I might by the time I publish it. I do plan to provide a review of it to the subscribers, but what I want to do here is just kind of peel the onion back a little bit and see what's on the inside and have you, I guess, kind of push past the busyness of the marketing that's going to be out there and really just look down at the essence of what this thing is about. But first, can you start with you? Because I don't this is the first time you and I have actually spoken personally, and I appreciate you giving me a few minutes here. Can you give me a snapshot of who you are in the real estate arena? You know, what do we need to know about you and how it's relevant to this?
Well, I have been investing in real estate for about 10 years, full-time for about 5 years. And I cracked the code with selling houses. And the method which I use, I've been involved with over 200 successful what I call 36-hour sales. And that 36-hour sale, which is essentially what my product is how to sell a house in just 36 hours. That's just one weekend. And we're talking about A-credit, cash-out buyers in this market that can get a loan, that have a down payment, and can close in 30 days. And so we're talking about having one open house in one weekend, driving a bunch of people to the open house, and having them compete to buy the thing. And so what essentially we're talking about is a do-it-yourself auction-style sale. It's not hiring an auctioneer, paying commissions and things like that, but essentially it's taking a slow market and using that, doing something differently. And I'll get into some of the details about why this works. But it absolutely has changed my fortunes. And I actually was able to, a year ago, move to the mountains, the Rocky Mountains, and I live up in Park City, Utah, which is skier's paradise, and I'm able to run my business and from a ski resort town. And so in the summer, I golf and mountain bike. In the winter, I go skiing when I want. I got three ski resorts right here. And so I'm living the dream that we all have. In other words, we get into real estate for the money. And the money gives us the freedom to do what we want to do. So this method that I'm teaching is the key to my success, even in this horrible, horrible market. And you asked me about myself, and it wasn't always this way. I grew up in the Midwest, the youngest of a single-parent mom, and I grew up below the poverty line, and I knew nothing about business or anything like that. I struggled. I worked, three jobs in high school so I could get into a private school. And, 23, I was unemployed and broke. And got into sales, and I went into a sales career selling copiers of all things. You might have heard of a company called Xerox. Well, I worked hard, and I made a decent living, but I never seemed to get ahead. And it all hit me one day when there was corporate layoffs, and I was a manager. I had to lay people off and fire people, and there was a guy who was twice my age that I had to fire, and I realized I did not want to end up like this guy. And you'd mentioned you read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I had read the book about that same time. So I got into real estate, and first part-time and then full-time. And I found myself in over my head because I'm real aggressive, and I had a bunch of houses, and I was doing a bunch of rehabs. And one day I realized that I had amassed over $300,000 in debt on these rehabs and was spending over $15,000 a month, and I didn't have any money coming in. So you don't have to be a financial wizard to realize that that's a recipe for disaster in a hurry.
Right, right.
And, some real sleepless nights. And what I discovered was that I had to sell some properties and sell them immediately to get my cash out of it. And found a book called How to Sell Your House in 5 Days.
I've read that book. I was going to ask what you're talking about here is modifies that, but I was going to ask if it was rooted in that same book.
Yeah, it is. And I sat down with that book. There was nothing other than that to teach me that. Now, I had done a lot of marketing to buy these houses and had studied marketing and things like that. So what I did is I took that book and put it on steroids, as the saying goes, and I crafted and perfected a system that takes that and puts it on steroids. And so in this market today, if you were to just get that book and do what it says, which essentially the marketing is run a classified ad for 5 days and sit back and wait for the phone to ring, that's the extent of the marketing. And obviously that's not going to work
right
in this marketplace. So I took that and just amped it up, and I've got a tested, proven marketing system that actually drives this thing. So like I said, I've been involved with over 200 successful 36-hour sales, and this works. And if you can sell you know, how much money can you make in this market if you can confidently sell houses in just one weekend?
Okay, so one of the things I want to try and capture with this is I want to understand what this is that you've put together, but also what it isn't. And I guess what I'm hearing you say is this is the sold in 36 hours is a methodology, a very specific methodology that may have some variances in how you apply it, but not a whole lot, as opposed to what this is not. It sounds like it's not like a buffet of 1,001 ways to sell a house.
No, this is the ultimate house selling system, and that's my product, is the ultimate house selling system. Let's think about the marketplace right now and what's going on. Is it that there are no people, there are zero people buying homes, that not one single home is being sold? No, there are homes being sold, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And all real estate is local, meaning that one neighborhood can be going up, even in this market, and across the street can be another neighborhood that's going down. And so in neighborhood by neighborhood, what's going on? And I've got maybe 10 or 12 homes for sale. The key is that you want your home to be the one that gets sold. And I've got a joke or a story that illustrates it perfectly. There's a couple of guys that are out in the woods, hunters, at their campsite, and they're relaxing, and a bear happens upon them. And the one guy slowly starts putting on his shoes, and the other guy whispers to him, what are you doing? And he says, I'm getting my shoes so I can run. And he says, are you kidding? You can't outrun a bear. They can run 35 miles an hour. And he finishes lacing up his shoes, and he looks at him and says, I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you. And he turns and runs.
Right.
Now, that's a perfect analogy for what's happening. The market is the bear. You don't have to outrun this market. You have to outsmart the other sellers in your neighborhood. And once you get that concept, then you feel empowered to say, oh, okay, I get it. People will buy houses. There are people that are having children, getting promotions, people that are relocating, people that need to sell. All these things are happening. And if you have a unique marketing position and a great house to sell, you can outsmart your neighbors and be the one that gets sold.
Okay. If I may, I'd like to respectfully hold your feet to the fire a little bit and ask you to lay out for me an example or two, a specific real-world example of results from right now in today's arena that you have experienced as a result of this model.
Well, there's a three-bedroom, three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath, two-car garage home. This is 2008. This is not 1998. This is a recent one of my successful 36-hour sales. This is in a middle-class neighborhood, suburbs of Chicago. The appraised price is at $379,000, about $380,000. In this neighborhood, there's 17 homes for sale, 17 guys. And most of them on the market over 6 months. Using this tested and proven system that I put together and crafted, I was able to get, this off the top of my head, about 80 buyers to an open house in this marketplace.
80?
Got 80, yeah. Like 79,
wow.
80. Got more than two dozen offers on the spot. And we had this thing sold for about 93-94% of that retail price, about $350,000.
Now, from the time you started that ball rolling until the time you had the 80 potential buyers and 12 offers in place, how long did that take? How much time did you have to build that momentum?
10 days.
Really? Wow. I know it's been a while since I read that original 5-day sale book, and I guess one of the questions I'd like to throw at you is, if someone is looking at this model, they may have read that book before and may have, you know, discounted that for their own real estate investing business for some reason. I'm assuming you've thought through that. What would you say to the person who either, number one, says, you know, why don't I just go buy that book at Barnes & Noble and use that, or number two, I've already read that and I don't think it'll work in our business? What would you say to those two people?
You're right. That book won't work in this industry. What the concept of that book is nothing new. I did not invent the auction concept, the round robin auction, and I'll break it down just for people that may not be familiar with exactly what we're talking about. I'll just run down real quick, if I may, of the process that the 5-day sale book talks about and what I teach. The core of this is that you have a do-it-yourself auction. And the process is that you advertise a home is for auction. You don't let anybody see it until you have an open house on Saturday and Sunday. That's the only time to see it. You advertise a low asking price. So you start low, get everybody excited about it. And if you think about this marketplace and timing right now, the word auction, home for auction, that's pretty hot. People that don't know anything about real estate investing, are, you know, they talk to me and they say, oh, well, I hear auctions are good. That's a good place to get a deal. So that sends off a signal in people's mind, wow, home for auction, that's got to be a deal. You drive them to an open house. Once they're there, they inspect it, and if they're interested, they put their name down on what's called an initial bidding sheet, and as the name implies, they're throwing their name in the hat to be considered. Sunday night, after you have an open house for a couple days, you're going to call everybody back to put their name down on the initial bidding sheet. And you go around and around, and you raise the price, raise the price, raise the price. The price goes up and up and up. They're competing to buy it. Sunday night, you find the highest and best bidder, and then Monday, you meet with them to execute the contract. So that's the process of the round-robin auction. And if it's actually a simple process, and if people want to jot this down, I'll give you the exact process. If you just write the word simple down the left-hand side of your page there, S-I-M-P-L-E, I'll break down the exact steps that I go through. And you can copy these steps and be successful. Step one, S, is solicit leads. The most important part of any marketing campaign to sell anything from real estate to donuts is soliciting leads, getting people interested. And that's getting hundreds of people to call. I've got a whole tested and proven marketing system that has, you know, that just kills it. Gets 200, 300, 400, 500 people to call on this house. And when you said, boy, people have heard of this, doesn't, you know, may not work for them. Maybe somebody's even tried this and it hasn't worked for them. When I talk to people, the number one mistake that people make is they fail to solicit enough leads. They fail to get people to the open house, and that's a job number one, is getting people to the open house, and that's the key to what I have to offer, is a tested, proven system for getting fannies in the door. All right, so that's step one, solicit leads. The next in our simple process, the letter I, is to inform callers. We use a website, an 800 number, that gives out all the information. So when people see signs, they see a classified ad, they see something on the internet, they're informed as to what's happening, home for auction, these are the dates, this is the asking price, here's what to do next. Okay, that's step two, inform the callers. Let them know what we want them to do, which is come look at the house, come buy the house. All right, step three is M, make the house sparkle. Make it look good. In this market, buyers can be very, very choosy. Those that have, you know, a good job, making good money, got good credit, they're looking to move up, looking to take advantage of the marketplace. They need a good home. So you got to make sure that the house is in good shape. The better shape that it's in, the more success you're going to have. If you think about an auction, it's emotional. You want that thing, you want that house, you want that bike, you want that car, whatever it is. It gets emotional, and now you're competing for it. So the better, nicer, newer, prettier that object is, the more emotional it is, the higher the price is going to go. So make the house sparkle, make sure it looks good from the outside. Step four in our simple process, P, is present the home. Present the home. That's the open house. This is Saturday and Sunday from noon to 5. So the house looks good. You're going to open it up, and you're going to have people there that are going to help you show the home and hand out information. There's a whole art form of getting all the proper information out there. It's very important. If you're asking people to go from, here's an open house, I'm going to check it out, to, wow, I got to have it, I want to buy it, they've got to have all the information that they need. And so when we present the home, it not only looks good and we have coffee and cookies and donuts and people there are friendly, but we have all the information that they need in terms of appraisals and inspections and school districts and things like that. So we have a what's called a bidder's packet that we put together and hand out at the open house. So you're getting all the stuff here. All right.
I'm typing this, by the way. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm making notes.
So our simple process, we've solicited leads, we informed them, we told them where to go, when to go, what to do. We made the house look good. Now we presented the home. Now, L, let the buyers drive the price up. That's the round-robin auction part. So we're going to collect all the names of people that not only come through the door. When we hand them a bidder's packet, what we do is have them sign in. Hey, just want to make sure that everybody that comes through gets this bidder packet. Can you just sign in here? And we capture their name and phone number and things like that, which is extremely powerful. And a hidden benefit, which I'll get to in a minute, of having these open houses. Because you not only can sell the house, but you can build a huge buyer's list and make additional income from this open house. Matter of fact, you can have an open house and get paid for it. So anyway, people come in. Those that are interested are going to put their name down on the initial bidding sheet. And then Sunday night, after the open house, you're going to start calling people and have a round-robin auction. The name comes from, you just go around and around the horn and ask people, hey, are you in or are you out? The price is this. One of the things that I've learned over the years is that we actually have an interview sheet that we keep notes on, specific questions that we ask, and we interview them so we know that they can get a loan and how much they have to put down and when they want to move, but also what they like best about the property so that we can keep them motivated to keep raising the price. So you said you love the fenced backyard and the fact that it has a playset there that comes with it. So, you know, your kids and your dog can play in the backyard and you're just down the street from your sister. Are you going to let $1,000, you know, $5 a month, are you going to let that keep you from getting this home?
Yeah, it's a real trigger
you're
using there. Yeah.
Right. So and it comes down to 2, 3, 4 people that really want it, and that price goes up and up and up. And that's going to tell you exactly what the market's going to bear. And that's the fun part. And then the final step in our simple process, E, execute the contract. We execute the contract on Monday. That's in all the documentation. When we talk to them, if you're the winning bidder, you're going to need to have a binder's deposit. You're going to need to meet Monday at noon at the title company or at my attorney's office, whatever the case may be. And we'll go to contract just like you normally would. So that's the simple process for selling houses in just one weekend. And that's the step that I've used over and over and over again. Like I said, I've been involved with over 200 of these, and it works. It works like clockwork, and it works despite the doom and gloom of the newspaper headlines. So as you can tell, I get kind of fired up about this.
Well, I took some detailed notes myself there. Now, I assume that the continuing education that you've put together is basically a precise, expanded, detailed blueprint of that simple formula that you just overviewed, simple and simple. It goes both ways.
What I've done is I've taken one of my successful 36-hour sales and taught an all-day seminar to a group of students, and basically that simple process that I went through, I go through that with an actual case study. And there's students there, and I walk you through those steps. You know, we go into each one in detail. There's questions and answers, give examples. So, you know, I've recorded that session. And then the other thing is that I use this in my own business as a sales training tool. In other words, all the forms and everything, so I can train a salesperson. In other words, I've got scripts that are used for the pre-recorded messages that we've used. And so when we do a new one of these, the salesperson pulls out the script and they fill in the blanks with the property address and things like that. Thank you for calling about the house located at blank, fill in the blank. So they can just read the scripts, all the documentation, all the forms and everything. I've packaged that together. So it's something that is designed to be an implementation tool. So it's something that somebody could take, learn, go out and implement it because they've got all the resources there. Because essentially it's the system we use in my office. And then I've also taken and put together for the marketing pieces and the bidders packet, I've actually had special custom software developed so that it would fill in the blanks for us. So in other words, it's going to ask you questions. What's the property address? What's your phone number? And then you hit the button, click, and it automatically finds the 7 places where your phone number goes. And it automatically finds the 15 places where the property address goes.
Oh, what a time saver.
Yeah. And what my staff really likes about that is that it asks you the questions that you may not even know you needed to know the answer to. So they can start with this questionnaire software, and it's going to ask them, well, what are the room sizes? What are the taxes? What were the so all the things that people are going to want to know, it prompts you to go research those things. And then you can have multiple auctions going on at the same time because you just save them and come back later and fill in the blanks. So they'll go, oh, I need to find out what the property taxes are on this property and what the utility bills were last year and things like that. So that's all packaged together. And so you've got this system, and I'm really excited to be rolling this out for everybody. And that's just the beginning, because what I discovered is once you start being able to sell houses in a hurry, particularly in this market, some amazing things happen. Number one, you're the rainmaker. You're the one making it happen when everybody else is sitting on their hands waiting for things to happen, or they're on their knees praying for things to happen. You're the one that's making things happen. So you're the lightning rod. And check this out. Sellers in the neighborhood that can't sell are going to come to you and say, well, how are you doing this? Help me out. Developers who put up, you know, 5 or 10 homes in a little tract and they're sitting on them are going to come to you and say, hey, what can we do? And so I have a system of putting these homes under an option to purchase. And so without even purchasing it, you can control the property and then run one of these 36-hour sales on it, find a buyer. And similar to wholesaling, you're going to take the spread in the middle. So that's a great way to find deals without doing any additional work.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you also apply this to, I know this is, we're talking mostly to an investor-only audience here, but you also do a little of teaching realtors how to use this model for their listings and for houses in their area.
You're absolutely right. Real estate agents need this as well. And as a matter of fact, you cannot do an open house like this without someone coming up to you, a real estate agent coming up to you and asking you about the sign-in sheet. Remember all those people that signed in, the example that I gave you where we had about 80 people, 80 buyers come through? Well, only one person bought the house. So now there's 79 names on there roughly that are buyers. All right, and that is worth money. Real estate agents spend their whole life trying to build a buyer's list. A lot of real estate agents will even take a listing knowing they won't sell it because people will call for that listing and they'll say, oh, well, can I show you something else? And they just acquired a buyer, and they'll show that buyer around.
I didn't think of that. You probably have to watch the list and make sure it doesn't get swiped, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You need to have a group of people there to greet, a mortgage broker there to take applications and get people qualified, and you know, that sign-in list to keep an eye on that. And several real estate agents will ask, hey, can I get that? And you can sell that list. And talk to any real estate agent. If a real estate agent is listening to this, they would be salivating over this list. And you can sell that. You give exclusive rights. That's what we do. I'll give you this list, $10 a name. They're buyers. What do we know about them? They've made a decision to buy. They're in the market today. You know what neighborhood they want to live in, because they just looked at a house in the particular neighborhood, and you know, they're willing to go. So now what you have is sellers coming to you. You've got buyers, a buyer's list, and even if you never sold the house that you were marketing, if you couldn't get a high enough number for it because you're upside down on it and the market collapsed $100,000, which, let's face it, is a reality in some areas, you now know what the market will pay. You have insider knowledge of that particular neighborhood. You know what the market's going to buy because, you know what, appraisers don't know because not much is selling and it's going down. Well, you now know this is what the market will bear. You find sellers. You tell them, I've got a buyer's list I just need to show your home to, and I'm going to find a buyer, and we're going to make this deal happen. All right? You agree to a price with the seller. You find a buyer because you just did an auction in this area. You know that you got a buyer's list, and you know about what people are going to pay, so you know what your price needs to be. So you're going to be able to buy right, show the home to these people on a weekend, and now this freight train is moving down the track, and when you can sell houses quickly and you're the rainmaker, how much money can you make? The answer is as much as you want.
Right.
So the benefits of this thing, once you get it going, you get it systemized, and you're able to start doing it, the benefits start flowing in. You can sell the leads to a real estate agent as well as a mortgage broker. The mortgage broker that works at my open houses, they pay to be there. They get the loan that comes out of that house, and they get the buyer's list because they need buyers as well. So guess what? You just got paid to hold an open house.
You know, I got to say, there's several things I really like about this that I'd like to just throw out there. One is I could tell you must be an E-Myth guy, a Gerber guy, because this, you've taken a model and not only amplified it to perfectly suit the real estate investor arena, but you've really systemized it in a very detailed way from what it sounds like. If you're using this as training for your own people, then, you know, it's got to be laid out in, you know, kind of an idiot-proof kind of way so that you can just hand it to them and say, go through this and then do it.
And as a matter of fact, just to interrupt you briefly, I have one of a kind checklist that we use in the office here that I've not seen any other courses break it down this way. I've seen checklists, but you study the material, you look at the checklist, and then you're saying, okay, it's Tuesday morning at 11 a.m., what should I be doing now? And you don't know what to do first or what to do next. I've got a checklist that breaks it down by date, kind of like launching a spaceship. You're going to have this open house on a certain date. You say, okay, 3 weeks prior to, you should have done these things. And 10 days prior to, you should be doing these things. And so you just follow through that checklist, and you know what you should be doing when, and the other stuff you're not doing, you're confident that you don't have to worry about it yet. And so that makes it run very smoothly.
So I love that. Secondly, there's two questions that we haven't even got to that I always try to make a part of these interviews, and I know we really need to wrap this up, but I already know the answers. One is I always want to identify who this is an ideal fit for. I'm not one of these people who will say every product is a great fit for everybody in this business. It's just not true. It's got to, first of all, fit your current education budget, and number two, it's got to fit your business model. It's got to fit what your niche is as you understand it in the real estate investing arena. And in answering that question, I can see that, well, this is for anyone who is challenged by selling houses in today's market, regardless of your acquisition strategy or anything else. If you feel like selling houses in today's market is a challenge for you, then this model is something that should seriously be considered. If not, if you've got a system and you're blowing and going, like I got a buddy, Bob, who has a system that's totally different from this, but it's working like gangbusters for him, well, he doesn't need to necessarily be distracted by it. So if there's anyone listening, you know, that just keep rolling. Also, I always wanted to say what is it that stands out and makes something unique, you know, and worthwhile in, you know, an ocean of products out there targeted to our industry. And I think that's pretty clear here as well. This isn't a business in a box. You are the exit strategy guy, and this is sort of your compilation of an exit strategy on steroids. So the two answers to those questions, you know, clearly presented themselves there. I've got one, though, I want to throw out before we wrap up here, and it's one that I always ask myself. Every time I've gone back in my mind to this model, or at least the version of it that I've been exposed to before, I always get hung up on this one point, and I'm sure you've dealt with it before. How would you deal with the question, what if the price that the market presents, the top price, is not enough? What if it's either not as much as I owe, or I just can't stomach selling it for that little? That's a valid fear, I think, and it's one that a lot of people feel when they look at this model. How do you address it?
I've never heard that question before.
Really?
I'm kidding.
Okay, good.
No, that's an obvious question, and forgive me for not even bringing that up because it's so obvious. Of course, if you're going to advertise home for sale, will be sold Sunday night to the highest and best bidder, it's worth $400,000, I'm asking just $300,000. Well, what if I owe $375 and I can't sell it for less than $375? The answer is you never have to sell to anybody for any reason because you tell them that. You disclose to them that there is what's called a reserve, and that's in the documentation that comes with this, is that when you're advertising, when you're marketing, you're putting it out there that there's what's called a non-disclosed reserve, which is a number that nobody knows, but if I don't get a bid higher than that, the deal's off. I don't have to sell for anybody for any reason. And that's so common in auctions that if there's not a reserve, they will advertise that. And if somebody's been on eBay, they know about reserves, and they'll actually advertise no reserve, meaning the highest bid gets it no matter what, no matter how low, no matter how ridiculous. So your fanny's covered in this. And I've actually worked with people that knew they were upside down on the house, knew they would never be able to get it, do a 36-hour sale, do an open house on it anyway. Why? Because they're building their buyer's list. They're learning the insider market values. So now they can go buy right. Now they can get on the game, and they got buyers, and they've got knowledge of what they can buy it for. So you're never at risk.
Excellent. Well, let's wrap this up. This is a little longer than I tend to like these, but I just couldn't stop you because I'm frankly, personally, very
stopped,
intrigued.
JP. I cannot be stopped. I'm a freight train 100 miles an hour.
A big freight train, no less.
That's right.
Okay, well, just tell me this. Let's wrap up. You're going to be putting out your continuing education on this. As of the time of recording this, you haven't even made that information public. I'm not going to release this audio until at least you started to drip some information out there because I don't want to predate you. But once this thing is released, some people will have heard of this and some won't. What should we know in advance of you opening up for training new students on this? What's the date? What time frame? What details do we need to know?
Well, we're going to release the hound. We're going to release this on February 10th. So we've got everything in you got a pre-release copy of that. So we're lining everything up, putting our ducks in a row, as the saying goes. Depending on when we air this or when you air this, you're going to be able to get on a waiting list for the products. You can say, hey, I want to be notified when this thing is out. That's starting right after the Super Bowl, February 2nd, and then we're actually opening the doors to start taking orders on this thing February 10th. And those are the dates.
All right.
So grab a Crayola crayon and circle that date on your wall calendar. There.
I'm doing it. I'm lucky enough to be getting a preview copy just to look at this, and I'm going to review it, and I'm going to publish that. I got to say, in all honesty, I think there's a lot of good products and a lot of bad products out there in our industry. Just from what you've described to me, this is one of the most interesting products for me personally, because I'll admit this is a challenge for me right now in today's market selling. And I'm a pretty transparent guy, and I'm transparent about that. So I want to go through this, and I'm going to report back to you my results, my friend. Trust me, I'm going to report back to you.
Good. I'm All sure right. you'll like it, and I look forward to any feedback that you give me. And essentially this is a tool. As you said, it's not a business building. It's not a toolbox. This is a very specific, powerful tool that is needed in this marketplace. And so it's not a big, long, complicated strategy or anything like that. It's a specific tool for implementing. And once you crack that code and figure out how to sell houses, then you are the rainmaker and making money in this marketplace.
Appears to be in the rainmaker. Thanks for your time. Thanks for giving me a few minutes today. I hope everyone else enjoyed this. This is JP with REI Tips. We'll catch you on the next one.
Can I put my clothes back on now?